today's podcast is about education, not really the definition and all the history about it, but more of what people today think about it and just discussing. Getting to the point, to the whole reason about this, as we grow up, world education is a vital aspect in our life. Despite the greatest progress in the last few years, millions of children are still denied the right to education. Restricted access to education is one of the surest ways of transmitting poverty from generation to generation. Education is a vital human right. In the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, every girl and every boy should have the right to quality education so that they have more chances in life, including employment opportunities, better health, and also to participate in the political progress. In the book I Am Malala, it mentions lack of education was the root of all Pakistan's problems. Ignorance allowed politicians to fool people and bad administration to be reelected, believing schooling should be available for all rich and poor boys and girls. Education is not guaranteed and being taken for granted. We also have to ensure that they learn to read, count, and acquire the necessary life skills. A special focus has to be given to the most vulnerable and marginalized groups, including children living in fragile and conflicted areas or countries, children with disabilities, and girls are most likely to be affected because of a lack of well-trained teachers, inadequate learning materials, and unsuitable education infrastructures. So another thing is that in today's world, we compare someone who created something valuable in today's world, who had half the education, to someone who has gone to full extent in the world of education, but still hasn't made something as valuable as something we use today. I mean, although there are people who do go to school and study medicines and cures for things, they do a lot. But it just shows someone who had half the education can do the same thing too. For example, Albert Einstein was a physicist. Steve Jobs was an entrepreneur. Bill Gates was an entrepreneur. Thomas Edison, inventor and dropped out of high school. Andrew Jackson, U.S. president and dropped out of high school. The list goes on and on, but this is a pretty good example from it. But if we think about it, we will come to the conclusion that all of these paths are imaginary and therefore they should not be a part of our education. The valuable members of society that drive progress and make everyone's lives better, and the ones that are not burdened by such preconceptions, and the ones that are always looking for new and explored ways to lead to the new places. Our education is based on stereotyping people, and so is our society. We all live in a society which has its own set of spoken or unspoken rules, and one of them is education. The society expects you to go to school, followed by college, get a job, settle down, etc. In fact, education helps you become a useful member of the society. An educated member certainly has a greater chance to contribute to his community, his or her community. Education helps you become an active member of society and participate in the ongoing changes of development.
Just like saying before how, you know, your education shouldn't define who you are and everything else. In the book that I'm reading, I'm Malala, there's this quote that kind of goes to what I was exactly saying. It says, "It does not matter what language you choose. The important thing is that words you use to express yourself." Basically saying, it doesn't matter what language you use. Doesn't matter like think how you try and say things in the world. It just matters how you express yourself to the person, how you put yourself out there, not necessarily. Sadly, in the book, I'm reading for class. I am Malala. There's this quote that kind of ties into what I was saying, how you shouldn't let education define you, who you are as a person. And the quote goes, "It does not matter what language you choose. The important thing is the words you use to express yourself." And that kind of ties in because it's like, oh, it doesn't matter that you go to Stanford or Harvard or Alan Hancock, or you're different, you come from a different race, you're different, like, background of what other people do. It's how you express yourself. It's how you put yourself out there in the world, not necessarily about where you've been and how much you've studied and all that thing, and all that things, or all that stuff. Although education can be important to people, and it can mean a lot, it's just sometimes not for everybody, and people have to understand that. You can't expect people to be the way you grew up around, or you can't expect people to be the same as society. Everybody is different. Everybody has views and aspects different. Hard to get that wrong, but yeah.
I'm going to end this with a quote from APJ Abdul Kalam. "Learning gives creativity. Creativity leads to thinking. Thinking provides knowledge, and knowledge makes you great."
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.